Stop dogging my mans.
I'm just saying, Optimus is still trash.
Like, I'm gonna need you to stop dogging my mans.
Well,
Optimus is my main man, okay?
Well, before we get into that, am I starting? No, you.
You can start. All
right. What's going on, everybody? I'm Justin.
I'm Cameron.
And we are the Recycle Base. Now, what you might have heard before, I posed a question because I had to do some promotional stuff for this play that I'm a part of. And while we were in between things, the question came. Well, I asked the question. I was like, all right, who's the worst hero? Like, not necessarily superhero, but just hero in general. Off bugs, my vote was for Optimus Prime. Like,
and he dogging at me.
I feel like outside of Superman, I've never met or I've never known of a hero who died in just about everything he was in. Like, he would die consistently.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, bro, you're the leader of the Autobots, and they see you get murked like consistently. It's just like, I don't know. Like, if the world was in danger, Optimus pulled up, I'd be like, hey, is Bumblebee available? Like, can we?
You gonna stop dogging my mans.
All right, well, who would you say is, like, the worst hero?
Worst hero? Let's see. Worst?
Because I have another one, but I want you to.
Hold on, let me think. Worst hero. And this is out of, like, Marvel, DC.
Just anyway.
Okay.
Because I have another one.
That's a tough one for me.
Can I give you my second one?
Okay.
The entire Fantastic Four.
Okay.
You can just throw all of them. Throw all of them in the trash. Like,
they're not very good.
Because the thing is like, they have to be together in order to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Because.
Well, can you kind of put Guardians of the Galaxy in the same boat?
Whoa. Nah. Maybe, but
really see them,
they're more
doing stuff together.
But they're more effective than the Fantastic Four, though, because they helped take down Thanos.
That was Ant-Man in Thanos' ass.
No, that was a meme. Like, that didn't actually happen. That was just everybody's meme. Like,
that was hilarious, though. Did you see it? It was him doing the Shakira dance.
Oh yeah. But no, Fantastic Four, I just, like, if one of them, like, doesn't show up, or they have to go somewhere and somebody's late, they go from Fantastic Four to, like, kind of okay three.
First of all, who's not showing up?
No, but what I'm saying is, like, there's never been a thing where, like, something would happen, and you would be like, oh, thank God the Human Torch is here. Like, I just...
You being mad disrespectful, but I agree with you.
Okay, so who would you say?
No, we can agree on that. Okay. They're not very good.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. You said Superman already?
Well, I only mentioned Superman as far as, like, the most, like... One of, like, the characters that die a lot, I mentioned Superman. I wouldn't put him as, like, the worst superhero.
Mm-hmm.
Because when he comes back, he, like, wrecks stuff because he still is an alien.
Yeah.
But
I would honestly, unpopular opinion, I would probably say outside of Batman's, like, badass, you know, equipment,
mm-hmm.
his Batmobile, his suits, like, what does he really do?
But you could say the same thing about Iron Man, though.
But he actually has shrapnel in his body.
But he still relies on his suits. The shrapnel doesn't give him any special powers.
Fair point. I feel like his suits are more high-tech than Batman, Bruce Wayne.
I mean, yeah, but still, if you take the suit away, you know, like, they just regular old people.
Well, I am a huge Tony Stark / Iron Man stan.
Yeah.
Even though he was incredibly selfish in the last movie. He's always been selfish, but, like,
say, you know, save the world.
I mean, R.I.P. But, you know.
And I was, in my mind, I was about to say, like, spoiler alert, but I'm like, it's been months at this
time. If you haven't seen the movie by now, what you doing? Yeah. Like, what's good? What's really good?
Yeah. And we do apologize for this episode's coming a little later, but this week has been kind of, like, really busy for the both of us. So, you know, we're kind of, like... You know, this one is a freer episode. You know, we're just kind of like freestyling some things and
free-egging it.
Yeah, you know, we're just letting the eggs and the phalanges loose and everything.
That sounds terrible.
What? Phalanges?
Eggs and phalanges.
Hey, you know, that's how it be sometimes, but you know, this one's a. Not as structured as, like, the ones before, but, you know, next week we should be good.
Well, no, but I do feel like sometimes it would be cool to have, kind of break it up.
Yeah, yeah.
To have some of these unstructured, just, like,
cause technically the other
stuff episodes.
Yeah, because technically the other ones were like that, too. We just had...
No, they were planned.
It was a basketball trade that just happened, so that's crazy. Cause not LeBron, but Anthony Davis just got traded to the Lakers for some people.
Oh.
So yeah, it was wow. Okay, that'll be interesting. But is there anything you want to talk about? Cause I have another question from earlier, but I'll bring it up later.
I don't know. I didn't come prepared today.
Okay. Well.
What do you want to talk about?
Alright, well, give me 1 second. We got to take a quick break. Because I got to pee again. Okay. So, let's take a quick break and I'll be right back. Alright. We have returned and we are back, so I was like, we are returned. But no, okay, so it was another conversation that we had earlier when I was at rehearsal, and we were talking about the relationship between the Joker and Harley Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
How a lot in the cinematic movies, they make it seem kind of like a romanticized mm-hmm. type thing, but mm-hmm. in reality, it was a really toxic relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was a lot of manipulation, things like that. So, I guess it could kind of tie within the sustainable thing for the week. What, I guess, like, within friendships or relationships, what are some... like some things that you notice, I guess, what are some like red flags within a toxic relationship that you may not know is toxic, whether that's like a friend you might know, a relationship you might be in? What are like some red flags
mm-hmm.
for a toxic relationship in your opinion?
Well, one of them that I can think of, and it's especially true of friends, and specifically friends who might not be on the same, you guys might not be on the same level.
Mm-hmm.
When you have glow ups, or when you have good things happening to you, and you get excited and you tell your friend, when that friend's not excited for you,
mm-hmm.
as you are for yourself, I think that's a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
Or they like, they hate, you know, they're like, oh, well, you know, you think you're better, or, oh, that's good for you. But they're not, but it's not like a genuine,
mm-hmm.
I'm happy for you. It's a, oh, you got it before I did, or, you know, mm-hmm. like, it plays into jealousy in so many ways.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, I looked at it as more, like, not like I'm proud of you, it's like a
competition.
How come I couldn't get it first?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's true. Any other?
I mean, people who talk about you behind your back. Toxic relationships. It's especially prevalent when there's a lot of manipulation, like Justin said. Because it can happen amongst friends. It can happen with family members. You know, and there are a lot of things. There are a lot of times where you're being manipulated and you might not even know it.
Yeah.
I actually saw a meme on Instagram recently that talks about, like, subtle signs of manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
Pull it up.
Hey, put your phone on vibrate. You being rude to other people.
Excuse me. I got a DM. That's not my fault. All right,
but you could mute your phone.
Well, I did. That's not me being rude.
Your phone being rude. But now, while you find that, I guess I can fill
it
in.
It's right here.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Well. I just saved it, like, this morning.
Well, never mind.
Manipulation looks like this. Making an issue you have with them seem like an issue with you. I guess this is, like, what the other person does.
Mm-hmm.
That's manipulative.
Okay.
Repeatedly asking you to do something that you've already said no to. Asking for help at the last minute and informing you that they have no other options.
Mm-hmm.
Telling a story that is intended to invoke pity.
Hmm.
Leaving key parts out of the story to persuade you to support them. Mm-hmm. Withholding affection to get you to feel bad or change your behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Using your relationship with them as a reason that you should do certain things. Telling you what you want to hear to get what they want.
Hmm. Yeah, that's deep.
Mm-hmm. Those are all, like, subtle signs that we don't really think about or that we don't notice.
Mm-hmm.
That's happening.
All right. Well, we don't know this until maybe, like, we're out of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff. Yeah, that's definitely true. Because even when we were talking about the Harley Quinn Joker thing, a point was made where we were like, you know, making the point of, yeah, she loves him. Like, she loves the Joker. But he don't really love her back.
Mm-hmm.
He just more so like a, you know, capitalizing on the moment where it's like, look, I know that this woman will do anything for me when I say jump, how high? If I say, you know, swim, how far?
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally, she would do anything for him to, like, you know, prove to him that she loves him or for whatever reason. But he wouldn't do the same for her. Like, you know, so it was, like, and there was a lot of, like, comic book talk today, apparently. But, like, within that, it was just that idea of, like, when someone cares for you and when someone is, like, genuinely there for you. Wow, am I boring you right now?
No, I have itis.
Am I? It's like, nah, I was just, Cameron had, late lunch or
like mid-afternoon brunch.
Yeah, you know, and she called some beignets.
I called them bengays, and the waiter corrected me so quickly. He was just like, beignet. I don't even know if that's how you say it, but like,
I mean, if you're craving beignet, you know what I mean, like, we Target's down the street, we can, you know, getting them aches and pains. But I definitely feel like within relationships, regardless of what the title is, I feel like if it's not a mutual effort,
mm-hmm.
then maybe you don't need to be there.
Right.
Like, maybe there's something there that might have been there at one point, but it's like now it's like being forced, or
mm-hmm.
you know, you might be holding on to memories. Because I know a lot of times, myself included, like, we can live through, like, memories of someone,
mm-hmm.
and we might still hold on because of the memories we have in our mind of that person, mm-hmm. even though they could be a totally different person, they could be terrible now, but we still hold on to the memories of who they were. We have hope of who this person can be, but like, they could be doing all this extra stuff now, mm-hmm. and had it be anybody else, they would have been cut off, mm-hmm. they would have been written off. But since you got history with this person, sometimes people take advantage of that history. Like, sometimes people take advantage of the fact you've known them for, like, 3 years, oh, yeah. 8 years, 20 years, you know. So, yeah, so I definitely agree with your point. Like, if you feel like, you know, you can be genuinely excited for them, but the second something happens for you, that same excitement isn't there.
Mm-hmm, that same energy.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, all right, bro, maybe I'm going to go somewhere else. Like, mm-hmm. you know, maybe I'm going to go and tell somebody else this news. So I definitely would agree with that. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, optimist still trash, though. I just want you to know that. Because you said, what, you had an optimist lunchbox?
I did, a tan lunchbox. For Optimus Prime in high school.
I bet all the food fell out once you dropped it.
No, it didn't. Don't be like, a hater.
like the second that you put it on the table.
Anyway.
I bet everything just spilled out.
No, it didn't. It was actually a really cute lunchbox, and I still have it.
Did he give like a really long speech before you had to open it?
No.
Where it's like, I sacrificed for the Matrix.
This is the wrong movie.
No. No, they do have...
Oh, the square thing.
Yeah, see?
The square thing. Sandwich.
As many times as he died for this Matrix, I know what it is.
Wasn't it in the... it's been a while. I actually... Fun fact, I never actually finished Transformers 2.
Is that the one where he dies? Because he dies in like... He dies in a few.
You can stop trashing...
The only thing, I'm just saying, he's supposed to be the leader, but he be getting worked by everybody. Like, he got jumped in the last one by the Guardians.
See, I didn't see the last one.
And guess who saved him? Marky Mark. Mark Wahlberg had to save him. But, no, I mean, I'm going to ease up on him, but I just feel like he's not the worthiest of heroes. Okay, but since we're on the comparison train, or like the who's better, who would you say, movie wise, who, if you had to make a top five movies between, if we do a category, so let's say you're in the rom-coms. So, top five rom-coms, in your opinion.
I definitely love Some Kind of Wonderful. That's an 80s movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's a classic. It's a John Hughes classic. See, a lot of the movies I'm thinking about, do they really count as... I feel like they're more romantic dramas and not, like, rom-coms.
Okay, we'll include those, too.
Okay. Because I think Love and Basketball is a classic. Mm. Some Kind of Wonderful is a classic. You said my top five?
Yeah. Doesn't necessarily have to be in order, but if you want to rank them, you can.
Pretty Woman. It's my mom's favorite movie, so it's one of my favorite movies.
Mm-hmm.
Can we just do, like, love stories?
I mean, you know how he changed it up already, so go ahead.
Beauty and the Beast.
Hmm. I had a feeling that was coming.
That's my favorite movie. Belle and Beast. So Beauty and the Beast, I'm kind of wonderful... Pretty Woman, Love and Basketball, and I have one more.
Mm-hmm. And this is just like love stories?
Mm-hmm. Like, okay. Like romantic movies, like okay. Comedy, drama, whatever.
How many have you named so far?
Four?
Okay, so you got one more.
This is hard.
Yeah?
Because I love a lot of 80s movies, and I love a lot of 90s movies.
Mm-hmm.
So... I mean, Top Gun was a good movie, but I wasn't really...
That was a love movie.
There's a love story. There was a romantic portion to it. I mean, I'm thinking of Jerry Maguire. Jerry Maguire
was a good movie. All right.
No, Top Gun did have a romance in it.
I don't remember.
For Tom Cruise's character.
You know, unpopular opinion, I'm not crazy about Tom Cruise movies.
Me either.
Yeah.
I love young Tom Cruise. Like, all his movies in, like, the 80s, 90s, early 2000s, when he was, like, really cute, and, you know, like, that's peak Tom Cruise for me.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I think it's Sean Penn or somebody. His name is Sean something, who looks exactly like Tom Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
Let me find
him.
Because he literally looks like young Tom Cruise. Like,
yeah, I think you showed him to me before. Well, I mean... I'm trying to think.
Sean Ferris, that's what it is.
Oh, okay.
Because come on. You can't tell me.
Yeah.
That's not the same person.
Maybe Tom Cruise has a secret that he needs. Yeah.
They literally have the same face. Like,
well, yeah.
He's just younger.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, but you know. So, which one are you using for 5?
Jerry Maguire.
Okay.
Because I love Jerry Maguire.
Okay.
Jerry Maguire. Right. What are your top 5?
For what, love movies or just movie, like?
Yeah, well, you're not really. Are you into? You're not really into love movies, are you?
I am, but I haven't watched a lot recently. Or, I feel like some of them are kind of like the more basic ones.
Mm-hmm.
But I watch a lot of dramas, but they might have love sprinkled in, but. They're predominantly like they're predominantly dramas though. I probably could do dramas.
Okay.
All right. Well, I would put Set It Off up there.
Mm-hmm. That was a good one.
Yeah, because I feel like, you know, the story's relatable. You know, people struggling, feeling like the only way they can get something, then everything goes south. Let's see, Set It Off. I might have to look at my queue because there's certain movies I remember, certain ones I don't. There's this movie called Old Boy. Mm-hmm. It was originally a foreign film when Spike Lee redid it a few years back, and I saw both of them, and the premise, but the reason why I put that top 5, I might even put it as like number 1 for drama, was just off of how far the person had to go to like get revenge or whatever.
And what movie is this?
It's called Old Boy. So without necessarily like spoiling it, but the premise of it is there's this man, he gets like kidnapped and he gets locked away. He gets locked away in this room with a door with no handle, a window that has brick, you know, that has like a brick wall. So he's pretty much trapped in a room. They give him food and stuff, so like he's like nourished and everything, but like it's just a room and he can't get out. So I think maybe like 20 years or so goes by, and he doesn't have memory of anything. He has no memory of who he is, if he had a family, any of that stuff. So he goes through his whole life trying to figure things out, and then he happens to run into this young girl. She's like 18, 20 years old or whatever. So she's helping him out, figuring things out. Next thing you know, they kind of like fall for each other. They have a thing. They end up actually having sex. She's a virgin, so he takes her virginity and everything. And so he's on this mission. Like, he finds out, like, he's trying to figure out, like, look, I've been trapped in a box for forever, and I'm trying to figure out, like, you know, what happened and all that stuff. And so he finally, you know, he goes, you know, whooping people, mm-hmm. figuring out who the person was. Come to find out that it was a guy that he knew from high school. And a guy from high school was in love with this girl. And I think he was aware that he was in love with the girl. But he ended up sleeping with the girl. So what the guy did, he was the one that trapped him in the room for all those years and everything. And the girl that he ended up like sleeping with and falling in love with and stuff happened to be his daughter. Like, his daughter was like 5 when he got taken. So like, by the time he got out, he had no idea what his daughter looked like, because she was an adult now. So the guy's revenge on the guy was virtually to have him fall in love and sleep with his daughter. And it was such a big, like, mind F. Like, I was like, whoa. Because, like, that was the last, like, out of all the scenarios you think would happen, that was the last one you think would happen. So what the guy did, he killed the guy, cut his tongue out, and didn't say a word since. So he wouldn't have to, like, relive any of the stuff. Or
so he killed the guy who locked him up.
Yeah, and then he cut his own tongue out or something. No. He either killed the guy, or he reasoned with the guy. He was like, look, like, don't tell her, like, who I am to and everything. And he cut his tongue out, so he never spoke after that day. So he cut his own tongue out so that he wouldn't have to talk anymore and stuff. So it was such a big plot twist. I was like, whoa, that was rough. But I'll put that one up there. I will put Belly up there.
Really?
Yeah, because of the, like, what?
Was it that Hood movie where he was playing chess?
Yeah, with Nas and DMX and...
I think so.
Have you seen Belly?
I'm wondering if I'm getting the movies confused. It was the like, he was playing chess, and he was like he played chess with his father in the park.
No. That's Fresh.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Fresh. No.
Belly was the one with that really dark skinned girl in mm-hmm. it, right? Okay,
yeah, but no, I would say Belly because, like, granted, it was like a hood movie, but it was one of the best shot hood movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people still, because Benny Boom directed it, and it's still talked about as far as like how great the cinematography was for it,
mm-hmm.
and I forgot exactly when Belly came out, but
like late 80s, early 90s.
Let me see. Yeah, Belly came out in 98.
Oh, late 90s.
Yeah, and the way that it was shot, it's just like, there's still certain things till today that's not necessarily shot as good. But I'll say that. I don't know. I watch more action movies than anything. I would have to think about the other two, like,
mm-hmm.
for Yeah, I had to think about the other two for like movies and stuff, but you know, I could probably come back to that. I'm drawing a blank. I would have to, because I've recently, I feel like I've been watching more like more series than movies.
Like on Netflix?
Or like Hulu, Netflix. Like I watch more series than I do like movies and stuff, so.
Yeah, because you get more material to work with.
Yeah. So, I will have to come back. Maybe we can do like a series one next time. Yeah, I'll have to come back to that one as far as the trusting movies and stuff. But so switching gears, Cameron's actually on her way to an event next week with DC Goodwill, the Denim Bar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would go, but I think I have rehearsal, so I can't go. But how you feeling about? What you feeling about?
I'm excited for it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know you weren't going.
Yeah, because it's the, I think the time that it is, like, because I gotta go out Crofton for my rehearsal, so I would probably only be able to go there for like 20 minutes or so, because I would have to like leave work, go there for like 20 minutes, then drive all the way to Crofton. So I'll have to see how things work out. But, you know, we've been, me and you both, we've been doing a lot of work recently with DC Goodwill. So,
I actually published my first article as well.
And I had mine posted, I think, late May, early June. And
mine posted Thursday.
Mm-hmm. All right, so my question to you is, since we like to always, you know, like include the our influencer audience, as a, because you've like did somewhat of a rebrand recently,
mm-hmm.
So, and from what I've noticed you've gotten a lot more attention recently than you have in years in the past, so like. How would you feel like? Do you feel like things are different? Or like, what are some of the things that you've done differently now than you were before? Like, do you feel like you've grown more in everything? Or like what's the juice? Like, because, you know, people want to know.
You think I got juice?
I mean, because you've been growing a lot. You know, like, you just had that sponsor post with, was it Truco?
Truman Company.
Yeah, Truman Company, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you got a lot of love off that. So, you know, it's like, I've just noticed, like, you know, even with the algorithm and everything, you've kind of, like, still been doing your thing. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, like, what would be something that you could suggest to, say, like, somebody out there that might have, like, been following you before and noticed that, like, you know, things are starting to change for you? What would you suggest to someone?
I would definitely say that consistency is everything.
Mm-hmm.
Consistency in branding.
Very true.
Mm-hmm. Posting every day. I talk about this a lot, actually, but posting every day is actually crucial to the success of any blog, any brand.
Mm-hmm.
And branding, as far as like making it clear exactly what you're into, what you like,
right,
and what kind of content you're looking for,
mm-hmm.
That makes it easier for people to find you as well.
Yeah. When did you start to notice that things were kind of, not right now, Brittany. Like, when did you start to notice that things began to, like, shift for you? Like, because I've noticed, like, you've gotten a bit more attention from people and you've gained a bit more of an audience and stuff. Or more of a mm-hmm. consistent audience now. So, like, when did you notice things starting to change?
Probably around, like, April, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I started seeing the same people, like, consistently commenting, consistently reaching out, you know, like, to give feedback, support, anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw it more over the last month or so.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I've been getting more brand emails.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, I'm doing something right. People like what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. People like what I'm giving, so I have to keep giving that, whatever it is.
Nice.
And the key is discovering, like, what it is that's working and making more of it.
Yeah. Okay. Any other, like, nuggets you want to drop for the people or anything you want to ask me?
Well, I mean, you've been growing pretty rapidly as well, and I know what you talk about a lot. I know you wrote a blog post about it recently, about how, you know, you've grown your following and everything. But what do you feel like is different for you?
I feel like, what, because, you know, like, of course, like, I'm nowhere, necessarily where I'm, like, nowhere near where I want to, like, be at or anything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, when I make certain posts, I never wanted to make it seem like a, oh, this was me, blah, blah, blah. Look at me now. You know, like I always wanted to, like, remain humble with it. Because, you know, like, I feel like it's better when people grow together.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I don't want to wait until, like, I hit, like, 15K to then start sharing information. It's like, while I'm at 2.8 right now, I can help other people that are around me or even lower and stuff like that, because I might think, oh, I only got 2.8k followers, who am I to be giving advice to people, blah, blah, blah. But then there's somebody out there that just started a page, zero followers,
mm-hmm.
zero people to follow, zero posts, it's a brand new page, you know. So it's like, you know, the idea was just kind of, you said, how did I, like, grow so rapidly, or what do you think?
Well, what do you think changed for you? Like, how did your mindset change? Like, what changed for you on a personal level that has impacted your business?
I would probably say, being around more people that, that were like doing the same things that I was doing, and I've decided to, like, just utilize some of the strengths in my personal life
mm-hmm.
into my business, because I've noticed in my personal life, I'm usually the one introducing people to people and stuff, so I figure, all right, well, why can't I do that in the business aspect?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why can't I be the one to bring people together on a business level, where it's like, hey, because I feel like, I think for me, it was like, all right, it became more of a, all right, how many people can I meet? How many people can I actually build a relationship with?
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to, like, all right, how many people can I follow just to get, like, another follower and stuff? So
right.
Once I genuinely started to, like, create more of a community of supporters as opposed to, like, just a bunch of people that's just following me and stuff, I felt like things started to change, because within that, like, people started to share my stuff without me asking or anything. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I've noticed that, like, my engagement has gone up, and I'm not sharing links, because before I used to share links with my friends or, you know, like, group chats, they'd be like, oh, you know, check this video out, check this blah, blah, blah out. But it's like, a lot of times I don't do that anymore, but I get more engagement now than I did before.
Right.
And it's like you were saying, it's like, it's more authentic. So I think for me, I just kind of, like, looked at everything, looked at what worked, and just figured out a way to maximize that as opposed to trying to change everything up, you know, just more so, like, you know, like, being aware of my audience
mm-hmm.
and doing what I can to engage with the audience, because I know a lot of the people that I follow are, like, bloggers, they're in the thrift game, they're in the fashion world.
Right.
They do a lot of similar things. So it's like, you know, coming from a different perspective, especially since I'm a male in that community, and it's not a lot of us. So it's like I'm already an anomaly. So it's like being an anomaly there, but still having like knowledge that other people may not. It's just like, all right, people can follow anybody for like fashion, but they come to me because I'm assuming they enjoy me as a person.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, all right, well, let me give them content that they'll want to come back for, but still give my authentic self. So it's not a thing of like I'm pretending to be somebody I'm not, right, or I'm like forcing content just to have something to post and stuff. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I made things more centered around making good content, and like the followers, just the supporters just kind of came, the likes just kind of came, all the other stuff just kind of came along with it. I just focus less on the numbers and more just like, as long as I put out good content, if I can watch it, because I watch myself all the time, because I think I'm amazing. So, like, I watch myself all the time. So, like, if I could look back and watch it and be okay with it, of course, knowing I could tweak some things, but if I know I could be okay with it, I'm satisfied with it. And I know if I'm satisfied with it, the majority might be satisfied with it. So,
right.
So more energy on content, less energy about, oh, this person followed me, just don't follow me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, that's not cool. Let me go download an app to see who did it. You know, it's just like, people going to do that regardless. So, but yeah, that's kind of like one of the things that I've been, some of the things I've been doing. Just putting more effort into content than like the numbers. Because the numbers are going to change regardless. Like, they're going to fluctuate. Sometimes they're going to suck. Sometimes they're going to be really good.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. Just doing what I can, so.
Okay. Awesome.
That's it? I was talking for like, you don't got no feedback? Like.
Well, no, I mean, I totally agree about, you know, I'm awkward. Like, I have to process what you say. But no, I totally agree about authenticity and being more authentic. And I can definitely agree with more people sharing, because I've noticed mm-hmm. that with my stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed that when you just be yourself, or when you don't really think about what you're posting, but like
mm-hmm.
when you don't worry too much about it, and that's when people enjoy it the most.
You're not thinking about the aftermath or the numbers and stuff.
Right. You're just posting it for the art. Like right. You're not really. Like you can come across it later and be like, oh, these have fantastic numbers, but you're not posting it for that
mm-hmm.
means.
When for you, when did you stop worrying about like how many people like it, and more about like if you're cool with it? Because that Truant Company post did really well, and one of the things that I noticed is that like you enjoyed it more. Like the first thing you mentioned was how much you enjoyed the photos.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to, like, I wonder what other people are going to think. So, like, when did you notice that change? When you put it more on, like, content and less on people?
I think for me, it kind of changed when the algorithm changed.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't really have a choice.
Right.
Like, I had to work harder on creating better content. Like, I didn't spend too much time worrying about, oh my god, the algorithm screwed me over, and it was more about, okay, well, it's harder for me to get 100 likes now, so what can I do to make my content better?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because before, you could just drop, like...
You could drop anything to get 150 likes.
Well, you could.
I got more likes during my Instagram baddie phase.
Yeah.
Those were where all my likes were, like I noticed.
Mm-hmm.
When I had makeup on all the time, and
mm-hmm.
I had on, like, my Fashion Nova, and my well, let me not say names because it's giving them free advertising. But basically, like, all the Instagram, all the Instagram baddie brands that you can use your imagination to think of. Yeah. I've already said Fashion Nova, but, you know, in the Fashion Nova family.
Right.
I used to wear a lot of clothes like that. Like, I still did a lot of thrifting, but I didn't really post. Like, I've actually been thrifting for years, like 6-7 years now.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing was, I didn't really post. I posted more about my fast fashion stuff.
Yeah.
Because that's what's popular.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's trending. Versus, you know, posting more of my thrift finds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. And I think I kind of lucked out with the algorithm stuff because I know once it changed, like, my content was already changing, so...
Yeah, like, you had already decided that you were rebranding.
Yeah, so I feel like I might have lucked out on that part.
Mm-hmm.
But because I've noticed, like, a big change, because, like I said in the article, before, I was maybe only averaging maybe, like, 40 to 60 mm-hmm. likes per post. And it's like now... You know, it's like I'm averaging like, you know, like 100, like, you know, like 120, depending on the photo and stuff like that. So it was kind of like just noticing the change where I was like, oh, there was one point where I wouldn't think that one of my photos would hit 100 likes or
right.
a video would get a certain amount of likes. Like that Blazer video, like the first one. I had no idea that I was going to hit, like, 400 views. Because I was just like, oh, well, that was just a video I did in my room. Where I recorded it off my phone,
mm-hmm.
edited it really quick, and called it a day. But it was something that I enjoyed. So I was just like, all right, well, I care, but I don't really care who sees it. Like,
right.
I'm going to just put it out. And the person that wants to see it is going to find me. They're going to see it. And then they're going to mess with it. So, I definitely feel you. I feel like a lot of people, like, might have been hurt by the algorithm because it was more like a, oh, I'm used to this many people seeing me already. So
I'm not going to work as hard.
Yeah, so, I mean.
You got ghosts in your dog.
No, it's just like an iPhone.
Y'all heard it.
That was my phone that dropped. She being dramatic. Like,
you got a ghost in here, dog. I don't
care
what nobody got to say.
First off, you're not about to do that. ain't no ghost here. Like when you really think of how smooth an iPhone is mm-hmm. without the case.
And you out from not having the case just, on it.
I was charging it at first. And I have the rechargeable case, and I can't find the cord, so I got to charge the iPhone separately and not separately. Because I can't find the cord I have for the case. Because usually when I charge that, I'll have the phone in, and they'll both charge at the same time.
Right.
But I can't find the cord, so I'd be happy to just charge the iPhone separately and charge that separately.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm still thinking you got ghosts.
Anyway, moving on. Yeah, I think the big takeaway from everything is just I feel like we've both been consistent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we've both put a lot of emphasis on like quality and everything. Because like, I know recently I've been posting a lot of videos, just more so about like. Things that I've been doing to help myself, and I guess entail with that, that's been helping other people with their stuff. Because
mm-hmm.
I got a comment from AK Wears Things. It's another blogger. Actually, her blog drops tomorrow, actually, I think.
Hey.
So, shout out to you if you're hearing this. But yeah, she was saying, you know, she was like, oh yeah, you know, keep doing your thing. I love what you're doing with your, like, your rebranded content and stuff like that. It's been helping me out. I was like, oh,
And those are always the special messages.
Yeah.
Talk about how you've helped them or how you've inspired them.
Yeah, because...
it's really nice.
Yeah, for sure. Because sometimes you just think you just be talking to a camera. Or you
and
think
you're just yelling into the void. Like, you're not really seeing who you're speaking to.
Yeah, so it was definitely encouraging. So I felt like, if anything, if you have a friend that's a creative, or like your spouse or loved ones are creative, you know, like, randomly encourage them, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like that, even if you just have a friend, like, friends that are creatives, like, those random messages of, like, oh, I see you doing your thing, or, like, I love the article, blah, blah, blah. I don't think people understand how loving that feels. When you've been putting in all your time, all your energy into stuff.
Countless sleepless nights.
Yeah. And then when you...
because I was definitely up at 4 a.m. updating my website this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how it be. So, yeah. You know, like... so I know that, because I've been trying my best to do that more, just to encourage, like, you know, friends and people that, you know, that do stuff, like, and that trying to be positive and stuff, like, just trying to attend events, you know, genuinely reading articles and stuff, because I know there's been times where people would send a link, it'd be like, I'll click it, quick scroll, and then just double tap it or something like that, but it's like, you know, and I feel like we've all been guilty of that at some point in time, just quick scrolling through something, but, you know, I feel like a genuine read is always helpful, or a genuine, hey, like, I see you've been grinding, I see you've been really pushing towards this thing here, keep it up, you know, I'm proud of the fact that you started off doing this, and now you're doing it better now than you were before. And stuff, so it's definitely encouraging. So, you know, if you think the big takeaway, because we spent like half the episode on this topic, so I think the big takeaway is just, you know, if you got creative friends or creative loved ones, you know, it don't cost nothing to support, you know, like, it don't cost nothing to like or comment or, you know, share an article and stuff,
or just sharing with the person, like, his or herself,
yeah,
about how well they're doing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I definitely think that's important, because it'd be hard sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes you'd be feeling like you shadow boxing, and like,
oh, yeah.
And like, ain't nobody watching, or ain't nobody listening.
Or you don't really understand who you're doing this for, or what your purpose is.
Yeah. And then there'll be times where you feel like you're about to quit, or, like, you stop. And then that's when people would be like, hey, I thought you did blah, blah, blah. I haven't seen you do that. And it's like, look, you got to appreciate it while it's here, because you never know what people be going through themselves.
Because that's definitely what's happened to me with YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Because I posted my last video to my YouTube channel in September of last year. And I never formally, like, said that was the end of the channel. Because I actually started another YouTube channel, Style by Naturally Cam, because I was still trying to maintain, like, what I look at now as my former life and my past life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's the same thing. My past life and my current life. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Where I saw myself going and what was a former version of myself.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the status of Naturally Can, the YouTube channel, is unknown. Because those are all, like, that's not really who I am anymore.
Yeah.
And considering I did so much work for YouTube, hours upon hours of editing, I had taught myself how to edit the videos, and with help from Bae, of course. But I spent a lot of that time by myself, like, editing those videos, and for me to spend all that time just to get, like, minimal energy in return,
man,
like, no views, no, like, barely any comments, like, I was in, like, I won't say the name of the group, but I was in a lot of, like, those support groups, you know. Yeah. So that was where I used to get a lot of my
comments. Like those, like, engagement groups?
Yeah, those engagement groups where it's like, oh, you have to comment, you have to like and comment, and then you have to, if you post your video to this thread, you have to like and comment on three other people's videos, and, you know, so that's how I got a lot of engagement that way, but it wasn't genuine engagement because it was an engagement group.
Yeah, and I feel like, I know we're in, like, a different place now because we feel like groups like that, not to, like, shade anybody or to, like, you know, down anybody, but I feel like groups like that actually do more damage than good.
Because at the end of the day, like, I noticed on days when I wouldn't post links to the threads in the group, I didn't get any engagement.
Yeah.
So it's like a lot of these people, like, they aren't genuine fans of mine. Now, granted, I've made friends that I still have today from a lot of those groups, but the vast majority of the comments you're getting aren't genuine comments. So it's like, if you forget, if you don't have a video, or if you forget to post to the thread that day,
it's like throwing a pebble in the ocean. Like, you're not sure if you're gonna actually find somebody that you genuinely like, or you just comment just because they commented on yours.
Right. Hold on.
Sorry, it's full house today, so...
Well, I mean, we're actually, like, at 55 minutes.
Yeah, so... I was trying to close it up, so... I guess... So, I don't know who that is, so... But, alright. My niece is gonna keep trying to burst in here, so... Alright, but... Thank you, guys. This is what, episode 5?
I think it's 4.
Four. Okay, so, you know.
Season 1, episode 4.
Yeah, you know, so full month of podcasting. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been...
This was a free ball and free egging.
Yeah.
Episode.
Yeah, you know, we don't discriminate, so we let the eggs be free. And
you sound so foul when you say that. Because he says that to me, like, because, you know...
No, don't explain. Okay, yeah.
But
we just, you know, we just saying this one was, you know, sometimes life happens and, you know, sometimes we got to freestyle. So, you know, we was just freestyling today. So, but yeah, thank you guys. You know, if you got any, like, questions for us or anything you want us to talk about, you know, help us out. Send us some, you know, what you'd like to hear from us. Because
we both check the DMs for the Recycle Base page.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, we want to make sure that, like, we're engaging with our, you know, with our supporters and stuff. Cause
fun fact, you can tell who's responding by the skin tone of the emojis.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The darker ones are me.
Yeah, and I'm the mocha colored one, so...
I peeped that a while ago. Look how people can tell, like, who's me.
I didn't even notice that. But all right, guys. Thank you guys for watching or listening. And I'll talk to you guys next time. So,
all right.
All right. See ya.
See you later.
Bye.